Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. Well, today, with all the chaos and confusion that's happening in the United States of America, I got a glimpse, just a quick glimpse, into the spirit realm of what is happening, that I felt it was important for me to share it with you. So this is not a dream or a message necessarily from the Lord. This is just a small glimpse that I saw, and I felt it was important to tell you all that what is happening beyond this whole election and this struggle between powers here on earth. Because what's really happening is in the spirit realm. And it is a power struggle between good and evil. And I believe that we are, as Christians, to be praying right now and seeking the Lord like never before, and praying against darkness that is trying to overtake the land, and pray for God's light to shine brightly. Now, I'm going to try to explain this moment that I got, where it was like I put on these spiritual glasses, and for a moment I saw what was really happening, and it's going to be hard for me to explain it to you, so bear with me as I try to tell you about this glimpse that I saw what was happening in the heavenlies. All right, so right now, the witchcraft upon us is great, brothers and sisters. And yes, it's upon Christians. It's upon Christians as well. This witchcraft is overtaking the country. It is overtaking people. The way it's overtaking people is it's control. It's where we can't think of anything else. It's where even the Christians are so caught up in what's happening here down on earth that they have forgotten to keep their eyes focused on the Lord. You know, it says that we are to focus on whatever is good, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely. These are the things that as Christians and believers in Jesus Christ that we need to be focusing on. But instead, we are keeping our eyes focused on all the earthly things around us. And because of that, we are losing the very power that the Lord has given us to move ahead in our prayers and our voices being heard on high. So this little moment that where I saw in the spirit, where I saw that there is divinations, there are sorceries, there's seducing, beguiling, and bewitching spirits that are upon not only America, but the world. And they're enticing Christians. And we don't even see it. If you are falling into depression, if you are falling into despair, if you are falling into fear and worry and anxiety, if you're falling into hopelessness, these are all the fruit that this beguiling witchcraft has brought upon you. And it needs to be broken, brothers and sisters. It needs to be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to break off, smash, destroy, sever, and bind and cast out all forms of witchcraft and sorcery that has come against us. I believe that there has been sent an assignment to the true believers of Jesus Christ to bring us down in our faith, because then we cannot rise up with the power of God to move in this hour as we should be. Because we are to be moving in the power of God with great faith. And we need to be with the full armor of God and with the Word of God. We need to be moving forward in prayer and fasting and praise. So we are being kept even from doing spiritual warfare. And this is kind of what I saw this morning. And the Lord reminded me of a vision that I had years ago. And in this vision, my husband and I, we were caught in a snare. We were caught in a trap. It was like a briars of thorns that had like made a tunnel. It was a tunnel of thorns and snares. And my husband and I were caught in it. And when we were in this tunnel of thorns, I heard from the Lord to start backing up slowly so we could get out of those thorns. And so I did that. We were on our hands and our knees. And we were like stuck in this dome of thorns. But the Lord in my spirit said, back up and you can get out of it. And that's what the Lord showed me right now. And that's what I want to bring to you today, brothers and sisters, is we need to back up out of this trap, this snare that Satan has laid for us, that we are caught in the thorns and then we are then rendered powerless in the spirit. So this is my prayer for all of us right now, is that we are going to focus on the Lord. We are not going to focus on evil. We're not going to focus on wickedness. We're not going to be focused on Satan. We're not going to be focused on his wicked deeds. No, we are going to be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to praise him. We're going to sing praises to him. We're going to pray. We're going to read the word out loud. And this, brothers and sisters, is going to get us out of the snare that the enemy has laid for his people. All right, I'm going to go ahead now. And I don't want to make this too long. And like I said, I was not planning to do this video today. But I have to share this with you because this witchcraft is upon God's people right now and they're going to have to find a way out of it and they can do it because we have the very power of God in us and with us. But we have to be aware of Satan's schemes and this is the scheme he has thrown at this time because we have got to rise up as Christians, as those who love the Lord, and we have to continue to seek him. And we need to be repenting, and we need to be asking him what we should be doing in this time. All right. I'm going to read Proverbs 3, 25 through 26. It says, "Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence, and he will keep your foot from being caught." And that's what I'm saying right now, brothers and sisters. We don't want the enemy to lay the snare and we be caught in it. And then I'm going to end on the last one here. Actually, two more. I'm going to read two more to you. Excuse me. Proverbs 29:25. "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe." Whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe, brothers and sisters. Psalms 112, verse 7, "They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." That's my message. We are steadfast because we trust in God. Shalom.